I'm still not sure I made the right choice when I told my wife about the bakery attack. But then it might not have been a question of right and wrong, which is to say that wrong choices can produce right results and vice versa. I myself have adopted the position that, in fact, we never choose anything at all. Things happen or not. If you look at it this way, it just so happens that I told my wife about the bakery attack. I hadn't been planning to bring it up. I had forgotten all about it, but it wasn't one of those now that you mention it kind of things either. What reminded me of the bakery attack was an unbearable hunger. It hit just before 2 o'clock in the morning. We had eaten a light supper at 6, crawled into bed at 9:30, and gone to sleep. For some reason, we woke up at exactly the same moment. A few minutes later, the pangs struck with the force of the tornado in The Wizard of Oz. These were tremendous, overpowering hunger pangs. Our refrigerator contained not a single item that could be technically categorized as food. We had a bottle of French dressing, 6 cans of beer, 2 shriveled onions, a stick of butter, and a box of refrigerator deodorizer. With only 2 weeks of married life behind us, we had yet to establish a precise conjugal understanding with regard to the rules of dietary behavior, let alone anything else. I had a job in a law firm at the time, and she was doing secretarial work at a design school. I was either 28 or 29. Why can't I remember the exact year we were married? And she was 2 years and 8 months younger. Groceries were the last things on our minds.
Would Madame care for some French dressing sautéed in deodorizer?
I expected her to ignore my attempt at humor, and she did.
Let's get in the car and look for an all-night restaurant, I said. There must be one on the highway.
She rejected that suggestion. We can't. You're not supposed to go out to eat after midnight. She was old-fashioned that way. I breathed once and said, I guess not.